When we looked at their current level of depressive symptoms, it added on to these kinds of findings. So not only when you looked at higher depressive symptoms currently, were you seeing lower activity in these striatal regions that are important for the motivation, but there were also diminished activities or responses to their own infant in prefrontal regions. So we know the prefrontal cortex is involved in a lot of evaluating information, planning, being able to regulate your response to strong emotional cues. And those are also areas that have been found to be blunted in depression before. But again, here it's specifically applied to their response to their infant's cry, that the mothers who were not reporting any current depression were able to respond in these kind of higher order, planful, regulatory kind of areas, as if they're able to really use and titrate their response. This involved anterior cingulate cortex, which comes up a lot for emotion regulation and kind of being able to direct your attention to stimuli that are important, as well as medial prefrontal cortex that's a little higher up, but is also part of filtering cues and directing your response